The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So my husband here automatic injured a baby. Let me explain. Well, let him explain. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I did not injure a baby, okay?
You kind of did.
Let's tell the full story. So on my way to China, I am...
To DJ for the NBA.
I'm DJing for the NBA, yes. I'm over there. I'm going over there. And there is an open seat next to a baby. Somebody with the sons didn't want to sit there, and I thought, you know what? I'll take the open seat next to
Nobody
the baby.
Nobody ever wants to sit next to the baby because you know the baby's going to cry.
It doesn't bother me. For some reason, I'm immune to kids crying. And so I go and I sit next to little baby Jack.
Baby Jack, how cute.
Yeah, he's a cute little kid, and we're having fun. We're, you know, just hanging out. I'm talking to his mom, and I notice that his mom has a whale tattoo. I never ask about tattoos, but...
an odd tattoo, though.
And it was big, and it was very detailed. And it
like a whale, like a big bus whale?
Yes.
Like
the
big...
Like orca whale, or is it like
a...
Or humpback whale, like a gray whale.
Right. I think it was a gray whale. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm not a whale expert, guys.
Sorry, automatic.
Well, so she has this big whale tattoo on her arm. Okay. And I was like, so what's up with the whale tattoo? And she was like, oh. And she goes, I was actually in a plane accident. I crashed into the ocean about 6 years ago.
Wait, you're telling me this on the plane?
On the plane!
Oh my God.
As I'm about to fly to China.
Okay, so then?
Then I was like, oh, what happened? And she was like, well, we were in a small plane and it lost power and we went into the ocean and a whale helped keep us afloat.
Oh my gosh!
And I was like, wait, what happened? And she was like, yeah, well, she was like, a lot of it, you know, because when we hit the, you know, the water, obviously I was conscious.
Sure, it was absolutely insane.
But yeah, she was like, the water was really, really cold. It was a lot going on. They said that this whale helped us stay away from the plane as the plane went under, so it didn't suck them under.
Oh my gosh.
And then it floated and it like swam around them until the boat showed up for them
to be kept them safe.
Yes, to be recovered.
Dude, who's she sitting next to? Moby Dick? That's crazy.
No, I was going to say, does she speak whale?
I don't know.
Insert Dory. Anyway.
In between time, me and Jack, we hit it off. We're having fun.
Yeah,
we're playing.
The little baby.
Yeah.
I think if worry shouldn't have went into your mind because of like jinxing it or nothing like that, because you're sitting right next to the whale whisperer.
Yes.
So like if you're gonna
crash, going down, she's already got it with the whales.
She has some type of connection
with
the whales.
Yeah, but she's not on the flight to China. But she stopped.
Well, I thought I could have taken her good karma, but Jack came over and he was playing on my lap.
Oh.
And then, you know, like kids like to be thrown up in the air. I didn't.
No, I don't.
I didn't take into consideration that it was a very low roof. And I banged poor little Jack's head on the roof.
No! What did the
I don't know if
say?
I can cuss him or not, but he was very quiet after that.
What did Whale Mom say?
Whale Mom didn't let me hold Jack anymore after that. Whale Mom was she was not for it anymore. I will say her energy changed after I...
you injured her child.
You cussed young Jack,
How old
dude?
Was baby Jack?
About a year and a half.
Oh my God. At least he will have no
Jack's
memory
still wanted
of
to hang
this.
Out with me. She just wouldn't let him.
All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
It is National Forgive and X Day.
Yeah. I've got an even better one for you. Forgive and thank.
Oh.
I really think that every person is in your life different seasons for different reasons. And it might not have been good, but you learned something from it.
True.
And don't hold on to that grudge and that anger. Let it go.
It's only hurting you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so we played this sound earlier.
Staying alive.
We have a call. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Kathy Foley.
Kathy, what was the sound I played earlier?
It's a clip from The Office, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am.
The greatest television show of all time.
It's so good, right?
It is so good. Otto watches it over and over. Like
it's
when
my comfort show. It's the show that I can fall asleep to, yeah.
How many times have you watched The Office?
Oh, my gosh. We've watched it. Who knows? Sometimes we even just play random seasons. We have a game of The Office, card game, and everything.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Give us your favorite quote.
Oh, I don't know. Can you have just one?
She's like, there's so many lessons in it. It's so good.
And it's that kind of show that you can start, like, you can just pick any season, any episode, and it's good.
But
it's funny.
Season 3 is the greatest season.
I believe the fire drill intro is the greatest intro in the history of
the
television.
The fire drill is good.
Yeah, fire drill is great.
You know what I loved? I loved when Dwight asked Angela to marry him and he didn't know that was his son. That was my favorite part of it. She says, he's yours. Thank you so much for calling.
We always randomly say Ryan started the fire at our house. I don't know why.
Thank you so much for calling in and listening. We love you. Thank you. Bye.
Have a great day.
You too. I'm not just randomly asking about The Office. That was an episode that they taught CPR.
Yes.
Why is it important for you to teach your kiddos what to do in the event of an emergency, not just calling 911? Are they able to help somebody who's in trouble? There's a little girl who saved her brother's life, and it was all caught on camera. If she didn't know what to do, her little brother would not have survived what happened. And it's all because of a TikTok challenge. Hopefully you're going to talk to your kids about this one. It's coming up next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, so it's a pretty important question. Do your kids know what to do in the event of an emergency beyond calling 911? I'm asking this question because 10-year-old Leah, she and her little brother were doing the Warheads TikTok challenge. Warheads has sour candy. It's kind of a big candy, though. And they're jumping on a trampoline. Of course, they're recording it because it's a challenge. I'm sure they're going to ask their mom if they can post it or whatnot. And then Leah realizes that her brother is choking. This is the moment that happened.
You okay?
Oh my gosh, she's patting it back. That was him?
Are you okay?
Oh my gosh, she's okay? Breathing.
Hold on, I can go get mom.
So she grabs a phone, she performs the Heimlich maneuver on him. At first she's hitting him on the back, and then you know, hold on, that could get the item stuck in lodged even further inside your throat. So she gets behind him. I'm talking in seconds. Doesn't think twice. Two pumps. Boom, the candy goes flying. The candy goes flying out. And she's so calm. And he says, I'm okay. She jumps off the trampoline, grabs the phone. That's the last you see. I'm going to go get mom. But my goodness, had she not known what to do?
That's a scary moment.
I don't know that her little brother would have survived.
I remember we were sitting at the kitchen table and my brother T was eating a hot dog.
You're eating a wiener?
Yeah. And he inhaled like the bottom part of it and he started choking and he started making the...
making a noise. You're not making any noise.
And my mom was the only one who knew what to do. And she got up, she gave him the Heimlich maneuver, and boom, the hot dog went flying across the room, hit the window.
Oh my gosh. Who had to pick that up?
I think the dog ate it.
Oh my gosh. You're kidding. Well, at least nobody had to grab that.
He had to run across the room. He's like, ooh, food.
That's great. Well,
But it was a really, really scary moment.
Of course. Well, 10-year-old Leia, she actually learned how to do the Heimlich during babysitting class. So she's a certified babysitter. I remember our daughter, Ava Maddock, wanted to be a babysitter and she asked me, can I take these classes? And they teach you different things so that when a couple hires you or whomever hires you, you can feel safer knowing that that sitter has these skills in case of an emergency.
Now as a grown adult I'm a bit of a lone wolf, I feel like I kind of want to take some of these first aid classes.
Right?
I didn't know they offered these in different situations. I just always thought my mom yelled at me to chew my food just to be civil.
No.
But
so some of the foods you have to look out for, I always told Otto, grapes, what do? We would cut them up.
Yep.
For the kiddos. Over cut babies. The grapes. Yeah. Oh, they fit right
like
into
the
that little
easiest
slot.
Thing for them to choke onto.
Weenies, same thing. You cut them into like tiny little pieces. I mean, there's just certain foods that get lodged. And if you look at the Warheads, they're kind of perfect.
You know what's one thing I hate choking on is y'all ever choked like on a piece of ice?
Oh, that's the worst.
That's the worst because it just
hurts. You have to wait for it to melt.
It slowly goes down. You can just feel it coming down your throat.
So I almost choked on water one time. Remember, Otto was talking to you? It was so embarrassing. He's on the phone out of town. I'm in our apartment. And I was so excited talking to him, I just inhaled water. Well, I could not make a sound. And he could tell I was choking. I started banging on the
ground. This is like 3 weeks ago.
And I had to push my stomach up against the
corner of the
kitchen sink. So I know the Heimlich. So if you're alone, you have to do that. And he's screaming, run downstairs.
I was freaking out because I wasn't there and I knew she was home alone. So I was like, go to the elevator, go downstairs, do something.
I would have died if I hadn't known how to do that.
Little Leia is proud of you, Dana.
Yes, exactly. So there's certain things that your kiddos should know. For instance, if there is a grease fire in the kitchen, you do not throw water on it. Do you throw on it? Anthony, I'm testing you. What do you throw on a grease fire?
First of all, I don't like pop quizzes. All right? Don't do that to me. What are you going to do?
Flour. If you don't have a fire extinguisher, you throw flour on a grease fire.
Because I got flour laying around.
Yeah.
Because Anthony's baking all the time.
that's the remedy?
Homemade cookies. 2025? That's the only thing.
We have a hologram objects and just almost flying
AI
cars.
AI everywhere and all you need is flour.
Some baking flour. Anyway.
You also, stranger danger. Teach your kiddos, stranger danger normally is someone that's being super nice. You think it's a scary monster. No, anyone who comes up to you and says, let's go, I've got candy, my dog. What? No, no, you do not go with a stranger. And then the oldie but goodie, stop, drop, and what?
Roll.
Oh,
One time I caught on fire, I started
What happened?
I started a bonfire outside. Me and my friends, we used to have this little place that we would hang out. We called the Log of Thought, and it was a cold night. So I decided, you know what? We need a little bonfire. And I got this pot, and I put some sticks in there, put some paper in there, and I threw a match in there. It didn't start, so I went to my neighbor's house, and he had a gas can in the back of his truck.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh.
So I got a little bit of gas, and I threw it. I, like, got on my tippy toes, and I dropped it into the pot. And I thought, well, that should start it. And then, woof, the fire went straight into the...
Oh, into the stream of the gas, of the fuel.
And it blew up. And I almost blew up in my hand, but I threw it up in the air. And then the trees were on fire, the... ground was on fire.
You were on fire.
I was on fire. And I had just got this brand new jacket that my mom had got me. And I was thinking stop, drop, and roll. But I thought if I ruin this jacket, my mom's going to kill me. So I didn't stop, drop, and roll. I actually ran to some snow and slid into it and threw it on top of myself. And that's what put out the fire.
The moral of the story is don't be starting random fires, okay? That's the moral of this story. And remember, there are babysitting classes for your kiddos to learn. They don't even have to be babysitters to get it down.
And first aid classes for grown adults like myself.
Okay, so we have a caller who's been holding for a minute. Zach, hi, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show.
I was just calling in because I was listening to the radio show, and you do not throw flour on a fire, a grease fire. You throw baking soda.
Thank you.
Look at these. Both of you, Otto, you co-signed on it too.
I was just agreeing with her because I thought she knew.
I thought I knew too. I swear.
Gosh, Dana out here giving the public misinformation.
I would have been in my apartment just burning up.
I've done it before. It's so bad. We had a fire in the oven, and I threw flour on it, and it exploded.
Oh, and my oven was on fire. No.
Oh, thank God for Zach.
Okay, it's baking powder.
Baking soda.
Baking soda.
Come on.
Baking soda.
Honestly, I need to take a class again.
I think if you look it up, I think that that's actually what they use in the fire extinguisher.
Okay, it's baking soda. That's the ingredient. That's the main ingredient inside of a fire extinguisher.
I almost went and bought a pound of flour for no reason.
You know what, Anthony? You could have baked us some cookies. How about that, Zach? Okay?
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Zach,
bye-bye.
We love you. Bye. Oh, my gosh. Thank God Zach called, or I just would have given everybody all this misinformation.
Dana's going to have some explosive fireball going through somebody's kitchen.
I'm surprised little Leia isn't calling us right now. Dana, you're wrong.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I am shocked by what Kevin Federline is saying and wrote about ex Britney Spears. We actually have audio of him talking about it right now. But first, Anthony, famous people's birthdays.
Wyclef Jean celebrating his birthday, Queen Naja, and Eminem.
So for those of you who don't know, Kevin Federline and Britney Spears were married years ago. They have two sons whom he has custody of. He's had custody of them for a very long time. I'm watching her on TikTok and Instagram. It's not funny. Not to me.
No, she definitely has a pill problem.
She's got something. We don't know what it is.
Well, it's some kind of drug problem.
Something. And Kevin Federline has written a book. It's called You Thought You Knew. He sat down with Entertainment Tonight. This is just some of what you'll find inside this novel.
I'm really worried. I'm absolutely, as a father, terrified that one day I might wake up and my sons are going to have to deal with the unimaginable. I kind of have to sound the alarm that I truly feel that somehow, some way, I just wish that their mom would get help. Everything in my book that I talk about, what's going on now, and I'm not going to get into details because I'm not going to just expose her personal life, but it's 10 times worse than anything that I've said in my book.
Well, I think that that's easy for anybody to see in these videos that she's putting up. She turns comments off because they're so, her fans pleading with her to get help. I mean, she's obviously suffering from some type of addiction, maybe mental illness. But then he goes on to tell the reporter that Britney proposed to him and she did something before their wedding night that he's never talked about before.
The night before our wedding, we're at the Fairmont in Santa Monica in one of the bungalows. And I was like, what's wrong? I thought she was talking to her mom on the phone or something. And maybe she was like having doubts. And she told me that she was on the phone with Justin. And I just kind of stepped back like, did I just hear you right? What the hell is going on? You know, and I was immediately, you know, was, okay, we don't have to do this. Like, I didn't care if we got married or not. And she told me no, was like, I just wanted to make sure that everything is done. I want to make sure that I say my final piece. I'm like, damn, you know, on the night before our wedding, this is what you decided to do. Kind of at the time took it with a grain of salt and took her explanation as, okay, maybe she is closing a chapter of her life.
He went on to, he went on to say, I don't know that she was in love with him, but she wasn't over it. You know, they were married.
Just to make sure I understood that correctly, Britney Spears called Justin Timberlake the night before she was getting married to Kevin Federline.
You know, there's a lot.
That might make you call off the wedding.
But initially, didn't Britney Spears leave Justin Timberlake for Kevin Federline, right?
Or was that a different dancer? I think she messed around with him behind Justin's back, and then he dumped her, which is where Cry Me a River comes from. And then people are mad at Justin for speaking his truth, but that's he's got a story, she's got a story, and now Kevin Federline's got a story. He's also being accused of doing this for money.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, the child support's up, and now it's time for the book.
But he said, I've been living and working for many years. He works. He said, my kids are paid, they're taken care of. He said, of course I want to sell a million books, but I'd like to tell my story too, because everybody else has been doing it for a long time. True story, Kevin Federline wanted to be on the Dana Cortez show.
Oh, cool.
Automatic. I said no.
Because at the time, I was like, oh, this guy's just looking for fame. He wasn't married to Britney Spears yet. And I felt
No, they were married.
No, they were not married yet.
Well, they were seeing each other.
And I was like, nah, this dude's a clown. I'm not putting him on the radio. I'm not giving him the platform. And to this day, Dana will not let me live that down.
Dang. So Britney Spears was on the phone with Justin Timberlake and Kevin was on the phone with you?
Exactly.
Serious downgrade.
I definitely want to read the book, but more than anything, I agree with Kevin Federline. She needs help. The internet pressured her own father to give up conservatorship. The internet was wrong. He needs to step back in and get a handle of her before, like he said in the beginning, it's too late. And then everybody's screaming, why didn't someone do something? You know, I really hope that she gets help.
You know who was wrong? Me. I was wrong.
You were wrong.
I should have put him on the radio.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.